Personal Finance Edition. I'm Rashmi, joined by my co-host Olivia.
Today, we're going to talk about what I see as one of the most underrated investment options, commodities. Usually, all that comes to mind when we say the word investment is stocks or bonds, but this is actually one of the oldest forms of trading.
Yeah, that's right. Trading commodities actually has a longer history than trading stocks and bonds. Many empires' success has been linked to their ability to trade and facilitate exchange of commodities.
And it still has a modern market, with commodities being traded throughout the world. That's because of the nature of what a commodity is, and it is an important aspect of daily life, so there's always going to be a market for it. Commodities are defined as basic goods used in commerce, usually the raw materials used to create final products. They fall under four major types: metals, energy, agricultural, and livestock.
Commodities are traded in commodity markets, where the physical goods are traded, bought, and sold. This is different from security trading, like stocks and bonds, which is purely traded with financial contracts.
They're traded usually in future contracts, based on the price associated with the value of the commodity. Investors make bets on expected future prices and buy and sell accordingly. Current and world events have large impacts on commodities, more so than other stocks or bonds, I would say, since they follow the basic rules of supply and demand. If a virus is killing off a certain type of livestock, supply falls, increasing the price of the commodity.
That macroeconomics class is coming into hand, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Livestock commodities include all types of live animals like cattle, pork, and hogs. Agricultural commodities, on the other hand, refers to edible and non-edible goods like corn, wheat, rice, coffee, and cotton, palm oil, and rubber. Grains can often be very volatile based on seasons and weather changes.
On the other hand, energy commodities refers to oil, natural gas, coal, ethanol, and even uranium. Also, renewable energy like wind power and solar power falls under this as well. Technological advances and growth in renewable energy can have large impacts on oil as a primary source of energy. We'll touch upon that later.
The metal market is seen as a more reliable and dependable market for the intrinsic value metals have. This market includes gold, silver, platinum, copper, and more. Investors often invest in precious metals when high inflation is occurring or when markets are being volatile.
Now, if you're interested in investing in commodities, you'll quickly see that there are specific ways to do so. The most common method is commodity futures, which can be difficult to understand at first. These are contracts bought and sold on futures exchanges, agreements based on the future price of the commodity.
How it works is that you make an agreement to buy or sell your commodity at a predetermined price at a specific time in the future. The buyer is obligated to buy at the specified price, and the seller is obligated to sell the specified amount. For example, let's say that you enter a futures contract for buying 5,000 barrels of oil for $40 a barrel in 45 days. At the end of the contract, you exchange your holding.
You, as the buyer, take on the 5,000 barrels of oil to enter another contract. Keep in mind that you're not actually transporting 5,000 barrels of oil to your house. You're just taking on the ownership of them. So, if the value of the barrels ended up being higher than the initial agreement, you've made a profit because you can then sell them for that higher amount in your next future contract, and vice versa.
Commodities can also be traded by physical purchases. Future contracts don't actually trade the amount of commodity, but physical purchases would do that. This is more relevant for precious metals like gold and silver.
Investors can purchase physical goods and then physically hold them before selling them again. Like, you can buy a bunch of gold bars, put them in your basement, and keep them there. But this can mean higher transaction costs and is only really practical for commodities with a lot of intrinsic value, like precious metals.
Right. So another form of trading commodities is just trading their company stock, which will follow the price of the commodity. Commodities ETFs and mutual funds also exist, with commodity ETFs being a low-cost, easier way to participate in the commodities trading market.
Overall, commodities are more short-term investments, especially with future contracts. Except if you're buying the physical, that would be a long-term investment. This is because setting a price for multiple years from now is impractical in terms of futures contracts. There's no way of knowing what the world will look like then, and the world events are really impactful for commodities.
And it's hard to get out of a future contract. When you trade commodities through future contracts, it's common to put down some form of leverage, like a percent of the full needed money. And the contract requires you to keep that minimum balance, with that balance being based on the expected value of your trade. If it starts going in a direction that doesn't benefit you, you'll have to put down more of the minimum value.
So there can be a lot to gain, but also a lot to lose. Commodity trading is much more high risk than other forms of trading, and a lot more reliant on speculation.
But there are reasons to participate in commodity trading, mainly diversification and protection from inflation. As real assets, commodities react to supply and demand differently to financial assets. They have their own drivers for prices within their industries, geopolitics, and policies or regulations relating to them.
Take climate change policies, for example. Desire for green energy and movement away from traditional energy sources has affected the energy market by decreasing the value of natural gas or oil because of regulations being passed by governments, while the value of renewable energy is increasing because of a push to have more of solar or wind power instead of natural gases.
And usually, commodities can be an inflation hedge. When there's unexpected inflation, commodity prices tend to follow along and rise alongside inflation. They're a stable form of investing in volatile markets, leading into profit in the long term if you continue trading commodities.
But there's various commodity groups to consider for investing. So which are the best to consider currently? There's a few that stand out. Remember how we mentioned current events? That has a large impact on these.
So first up is oil, which has always been a staple in daily life. It's used to power so many machines, vehicles, as well as to create byproducts. So it's not surprising to see it as a strong performer. And recent supply chain challenges caused by the pandemic and the Russia-Ukraine war have been pushing oil prices up.
And even though those prices have come down slightly more recently, it's likely that oil prices will continue to grow considering the Russia-Ukraine war is continuing and that the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries has announced a cut in oil production. Less supply will drive up prices. Remember that.
Alongside oil is natural gas, which has also had its supply influenced by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian sanctions and Russia's cutting off gas supplies have drastically decreased supply, given that it is the second largest producer of natural gas in the world.
Wheat has also been impacted by the Russia-Ukraine war, since around a quarter of the world's wheat comes from Russia and Ukraine together. But even weather influences wheat prices, since bad weather has decreased wheat supply, sending up the prices of this commodity.
And recent pushes for clean energy have influenced commodity prices as well. As we mentioned earlier, copper is vital in renewable energy systems, so increased demand has influenced the price of this commodity as well.
On a similar note, lithium is essential in producing batteries for electric vehicles. Growing demand for electric cars is raising demand for lithium, especially with automaking companies investing money into putting together electric vehicles.
These trends are visible in the top commodities traded by volume of future contracts. Based on data from commodity futures tracked by CNBC from this year, WTI, which is West Texas Intermediate, crude oil is the most highly traded, with around 389,406 contracts as of September 2023.
Following WTI crude is gold, natural gas, and soybeans, further followed by corn, Brent crude, sugar, silver, and wheat. There's a variety of types of commodities being traded at high volume, with mostly energy and agriculture and some precious metals as well.
These top commodities all align with what is most necessary and is used in daily life, and make sense based on that. Now, I do want to touch upon one more topic related to commodities, which relates to how we mentioned that global exchanges offer the trade of these commodities. There are a few major exchanges that you should know if you're interested in investing in commodities.
Right. The biggest ones would be under the Chicago Mercantile Group, which consists of four exchanges: the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, known as CME, the Chicago Board of Trade, CBOT, Commodity Exchange Incorporated, COMEX, and the New York Mercantile Exchange, NYMEX. It exchanges around a quadrillion worth of trade spread out across over 3 billion contracts annually. I'd say the Chicago Mercantile Group is akin to the New York Stock Exchange, except for commodities instead of stocks.
Yeah, for sure. There are also a few more major exchanges to be aware of, which includes the Intercontinental Exchange, ICE Futures, or ICE, the London Metal Exchange, LME, which is exclusive for base metal trading, and the Tokyo Commodity Exchange, or TOCOM.
That's all for today's episode about commodities. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Olivia and Rashmi,
cashing out.